Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Mem Gimel, and as we continue here in Menachas and the jam-packed dafim, all about tzitzis and all the chazals about tzitzis, we continue and we try to fit in as much as we can in the time that we have allotted. Okay, so we are on Mem Beis Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tcheles Ein La Bedika. Tcheles does not have any bedika. So what do we think that means at this stage? It means that it can't be checked, meaning once it's died, you'll never know. There's no way to know whether it is treles or is kala de ilan, the fake treles. So there's no way. Ein la bedika. That's what we think it means. Ve nikros elemen amumcha. And because of that, you could only buy it from a mumcha. You have to buy it from an expert who knows, Rashi says, who knows that kala de ilan is usur, that does not work as the mitzvah daraisa, and therefore if you don't have it, if you have the fake one, it's going to be a problem of shatnez. So that's why you only buy it from a mumcha. That's Ratzib Shat. Tosva says, if you happen to find the tzitzit with treles in the street, so then you are allowed to assume it's okay. Only from a baldovar, who you think maybe did it inappropriately, but if you just find it, ironically, so that's better. Tosfos in ve'ein nichem elamen amumcha sheish reyasa shemahu tzavam ve'ein obaki. There's a reyasa if you're buying it from the dyer. Avalim nimsu bashuk rov mitsuyin eitzal tcheles mumchenein. Most people who are involved in tcheles are mumchen, and therefore you could assume it was all done. V'lachein machshirin hamotzi chutei tcheles. If you just find the chutim of tcheles, you could assume it was done properly. It's just that if you buy it from the dyer, that's when it is not not allowed except in a mumcha. That's by tzitzis. Tefillin, yeshlam bedika. Tefillin, you could check. You could look at the tefillin to make sure it was written b'chaseros v'yaseros. Rashi says you could check to make sure it's kosher. But still, ve'nichel elam in a mumcha. But tefillin also has to be bought from a mumcha because there is one thing that you'll never know, and that is ibud. The preparation of the leather has to be done lishma, as we had up above, and therefore that you can't tell afterwards. That's why also you have to buy it from a mumcha. Svarim u'mezuzos, but that's only by tefillin. By Svarim, by Sifrei Torah and Mezuzos, Yesh Lam Bedika. Also, you can check to see that everything is proper in terms of its chaseros and yeseros and how it's written, but v'nikachem mikol adam, but you can buy it from anybody. You can buy Svarim and Mezuzos from anyone. Why? Rashi says, Leka bohen ibud l'shma. Those are only a requirement for ibud by tefillin, but by mezuzah and sefer Torah, there is no requirement for ibud l'shma. Sefer Torah is mefurish. The Gemara seems to say here also mezuzah. Well, where is this an issue, Tosfos? Here's where Tosfos quotes the Rambam. Tefillin yesh lam bedika. The bottom Tosfos. Pirish bekuntres. Bechaseros v'yaseros. V'yafilu hachei einechem elam en amumcha. Abdon Lishman, Avasvarma, Mezuzah's Loba Ibu Lishman, Fachain Pirish Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon, to Mezuzah Loba Lishma, Mezuzah does not need Ibu Lishma, below Pirish Minale, where does he get that from? The Shema Mehacha, maybe from here, maybe this is where the Rambam learned that you don't need Ibu Lishma by Mezuzah because it says you could buy it from anyone. Nikachin Mikal Adam. Beautiful. Good, says the Gemara. V'tcheles ein lahem bedika. Is it really true that it's impossible to check if something is really tcheles or not? But what do you mean? We know there's a chemical test that you could do. V'harav Yitzchak b'reid Rav Yehuda badik leh. He used to check it. Simin beis gimel shin mem maisi mag v'gilya umay deshavlilta umay miraglayim, to bring all of these different items, right? The Mayed Shvavot is liquid that comes out of the Tilton, right? That's one of the Simonim that we have on Rosh Hashanah, the Fenugrek, Umei Meraglayim, and Urine, Ben Arboim Yom, 40 days old. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days, either from a 40-day-old child, or urine that was left out became spoiled a little bit after Arboim Yom, Vitari Le Begavayu, and you soak it in these other liquids, me'ur tevel safra, right, overnight, and you check if rid chazuse, if the color faded after this time sula, then you know it's kala de'ilan, right? Tcheles will be real, tcheles won't fade. Lo ifrid chazuse k'shera, but if the appearance did not fade over time, then it's kasher, and you know it's strong, and you know it's real tcheles. So that's one check. Ravada Kame Durava, Mishmei Durav Avira had another check. Amar Maisi Chamira Arkas Adesari, bring hard barley yeast, Va'afile Begave, and put the string inside, and bake it. Ushtani Lumal Yusa, if it got to be a better color, Lumal Yusa, Kshera, Ligre Yusa, Psula, and if it got worse, so then it is It is possible. V'simanech, and how do you know? Sometimes things can have the opposite effect. Shinui sheker, shinui emes. Right, Rashi. V'simanech. Eiza shinui kasher ve'eiza shinui pasul. What is kasher and pasul? Shinui sheker ha-mishaneh dvaro l'ra'a ha-kol yodin sherahu. Everybody knows this, Rashi. Shinui emes ha-mishaneh dibro lahu sifalav ulakaimo. Everybody knows this, Tov. So either way, lamaisa, you see there are tests. So if there are tests, how could the Gemara say before that tcheles ein labadika? So the Gemara says, you're right. For the color, it has a badika. My ain la badika, na mi te ka'amar a te'ima. It's regarding the te'ima, like we said before. Rashi, again, has two deyas. We'll go with the first one. Well, we don't know. If I see a colored string, I don't know if that was the test string or not. And I'll never know. I'll never know after it's done. So that's what it means. Ein la badika, you'll be able, never be able to know that. And that's why you have to buy from an expert who knows that the one that was l'shem nisayon is not good, and the one that was... for tzitzis is good. I ended the shiur yesterday referring to Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan writes in the Kovetz Shiurim, picking up on that Tosfos, the comparison of the testing or not. Tosfos said in Dibra Maskel Matam that what if I have both in mind? Like this case here about testing. If I have both in mind, I have in mind, I'm going to test it and maybe I'll use it. If it comes out well. So Rabbi and Tosfos says, no, that's not good, because it's like Kometz, Lishma v'shalo Lishma. Tosfos is as if Tosfos is saying, don't forget, we're still in Menaseches Menachos. And that's the topic here. But asked Rabbi Elchanan in Simen Chav Beis, in the second volume, that he heard from Reb Chaim, Ulefiza Nira, Degam Beget, if you're comparing it. So what about a get? What if I write a get, L'shem Gerishin, and L'shem Practice? Right, the sofer has both in mind. It should be possible, just like tzitzis. So I don't understand. See, the v'shamati mikvod barino of Chaim Zal lahakshus al divrei Tosfos de'ain raya mimincha letzitzis. There's two different types of lishma. The psul shelo lishma bekadshim eino mishum chisaron machsheves lishma. The psul by kadshim is not because you're lacking lishma. De'ain tzorach lachshov lishma b'kachim. There's no positive requirement of lishma b'kachim, right? We know staba is lishma. V'adim mifsal b'machashiv shelo lishma mishum dihi machshava poseles. It's a problematic machshava that ruins. Kamo machshavas pigo v'chuslim kamo. That's why if you think lishma v'shelo lishma, it's going to be a problem by all of those machshavas in kachim, because it's a posel. It's not just a lack. But by tzitzis, there's just a positive requirement of lishma. So if you have that, so who cares if you have something else also? It should be good. Of a tzitzis shetzvan shelo lishma, kol psulan hu mishum chisaron lishma, ve'en atam mishum demachshav shelo lishma poselas bahen. And since you had both, it should be good enough. It should be good enough. How could you compare kachim, which is a posel, while tzitzis, which is just a requirement? So he says, you have to say, Liashiv Divriya Tosfos, he quotes that problem from Rabbi Chaim. So he, Rabbi Elchanan, tries to answer, you have to say, Tosfos puts them closer together. It must be Tosfos holds, to gamba kachim, to misleba machshav shalol lishman, atam hu misham chisaron lishman. Right, move kachim closer to tzitzis. There's a requirement, positive requirement of lishma. Ve'inatam misham machshav shalol lishma, he machshav poselas, not just because of poselas. V'had the kasher below chash of klal, because stama lishma, ume'elov havi lishma. Right, how do you look at stama lishma? We discussed that back on Zvachim Daf Beis. Avo bekachim misha shekdishon lekarban, harayim yuchadin ve'omdin lekarban. V'yalken lo'bina machshav es adam b'shasa ha'avoda. V'chulu. And that's an aye, so if it's just a positive requirement, why, if you have both, is it a problem? You have the what you need. So he says the way you could compare it is by saying, even if you want to say it's about a positive requirement of Lishma, it needs a unique and exclusive thought of Lishma. And if it's not exclusive lishma, then it's a problem. Even if it's not a posel, and that way you could put the explain that Tosfos. Okay, so that again also comes up right here, and that's why the Gemara says you have to buy it from a mumche, because you'll never know. You'll never know how the ibud was done. Weiter. Mar mi mashri, a certain person from mashri, I see tchelta bishani, bishani ravachoi, right? You see there was still some tchelas in that, then the end of the Amorim, the end of the Amorim on the border. So mar mashri brought some tchelas in the years of ravachoi, who was on the border, bat kuha bid rav yitzchak barei rav yehuda, they used test 1 with all the liquids, v'ifrit chazusei. and it's faded, meaning it's not treles. But then they did the second test, bidiravada vishtani lamal yusa, and then it went, got better. So savalamifsale, so they thought the pasul because it failed the first test. Armalhu ravachoi, ela ha lo trelta hi velokala ilani. Right, one second, the tests are going in opposite directions. So it's not this, it's not that, so what is it? So ella, rather, what must it be? Rav Achoy says, Shma mina, shmuotza adadi itmar. It must be both tests were set together. It's not two different tests, but they're done together. Hecha debadakna bidrav Yitzchak, bread of Yehuda. If he did test number one with the liquids, lo ifrit chazusa kshera, and it did not fade, so then it's kosher. But ifrit chazusa, but if it faded, then you do the second test. Batkin la bidrav ada bechamira arkasa, and then you test with the hard barley yeast. Ishtani lamal yusak shera, like yusab sula. So it must have been set together. You build one on the other. So even if it failed test one, it could still pass test two. Shalchu mitam, shmuasa ada the itmar. Correct. They said from Eretz Yisrael, that's true. The tests go together. It's not an either or. So even if it failed test one, it could still be called cheles if it passes test two. Good. Rabbi Mani Dayik Vizavin Kuchumri Masdisa. Rabbi Mani was also very medakdek, and he only bought like the chumra of the Braisa, like we said, only menamumcha, because you have to be sure that Ibud was done properly. Armaliyahu Saba, Hach Yavid Kamoi de Kamach. This is what the earlier generations also did. Fa'atlach Hiskayu, and they had atzlacha, meaning Hashem gave them atzlacha in their business, right? Maybe because they follow. The more mitzvahs that we do, right, we know that it's the parnasa is not just because of our hishtablus. Right, they follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and therefore they were zocher. Right? The Gemara says in Beitza, right, already from Rosh Hashanah, we already know what we're going to make from the beginning of the year, and there's whatever we try to do, we're not going to be able to get more, maybe through mitzvos, but that's what he says at the beginning of the second parak in Beitza. Komz anosav shal adam ksuvin lo me Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, or the Bach changes it to Ad Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Chutz, except for Hotzos Shabbosos, Hotzos Yom Tov, Hotzos Banav L'Talmud Torah. And others say all mitzvos, right? Mitzvos come off the top. Those are expenses that are not included. So that's what it's all set out. So that's what here too. The fact that they were careful about this halacha, so maybe that's what the message is. Atzlach is kayu. They were successful. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Halokeach talis mitzuyatzes min hashuk mi Yisrael. If somebody buys a talis with tzitzis on it from the market, from a Jew, harei becheskasa. If you know it's a Jew, you don't know anything about him, you don't know if he's an expert, but you know he's a Jew. So harei becheskasa, you can assume everything was done properly. Min ove kochavim, what about if I buy it from a non-Jew? Then it depends. Min hatagar kishera. If it's from a professional merchant, so that is kosher. Why? Rashi, lo mara nafshe. He does not want to ruin his reputation, and therefore, in many different contexts, in halacha, in kashrus, in other things, right? Lo mara nafshe. That's issues of hilch. It comes up in hilchas yichud with doctors. It comes up in other contexts of doctors, it comes up here, comes up by a hair cutter, maybe, and then here too, comes up by Rav Moshe Feinstein, has it by Kashrus, but here too, so, Minatag or Ksheva, he doesn't want to lose his business. Minahedyo Psula, but a Hedyo is Pasul, because you don't know, whether it was a Nitzva or Dunlishma. The Af Alpisha Amru, even though we said Eidon Adam, and in the first case, from a Tagar is Kasher, Ksheva, even if we know that in Adam Rashai Limkar Talis Mitzuyesel Zolol Kachavim, even though we know that a Jew is not supposed to sell a talis with tzitzis on it to a guy, Achi Yater Tzitziyosel, until you take off his tzitzis. So even though this guy has it, and we can assume he bought it from a Jew, even though the Jew violated, by giving it to him, we can still assume it's kosher. Why would it be a problem? Why is it a problem to sell a talis Mitzuyesel to a guy? Right, we're going to have, Beth Hashem, why is it a problem to leave a house with mezuzahs on it if a guy is coming in? That's a separate issue, which Beth Hashem will have to talk about. But what about tzitzis? Why? My timeless, the Gemara has two reasons. Hacha targimu mishum zona. Right, one shot is mishum zona. What is mishum zona? Because if a man has tzitzis on, then a woman might think he is Jewish, and therefore she won't stay away from him, right? She'll want to be with him. Rashi, Doma Havile Zona Yisraela. She'll only want this Zona Yisraela, but won't only want to be with a Jewish man. And therefore, she will think that he's a Jew, and that they'll be together. Some say that's a little difficult to say that we're going to make a whole gzeira mishum zona yisraelis. That's such a common occurrence to make a whole gzeira mishum that. So maybe that's why they go to the other pshat. Rav Yehuda Amar Shema Yislavi Mo Baderech Yargenu. Even if it's unusual, it's pikuach nefesh. Or we're worried that if a Jew goes along with another person thinking that they're a Jew because they're wearing these tzitzis, and it ends up that he's going to be someone who wants to kill him. Right? He was not Jewish. So that's why, and that reason would apply, right? Even if it's not so common, but Chazal would make that gzeira. Rashi quotes a pasuk here, which the Ola Shlomo and others find difficulty with. Mishum zona, Rashi quotes, and they'll violate, what should it say? Maybe it should say the Isser of Kadesha, right? But Rashi says, Los eschatin bam. Los eschatin bam, which is the Isser of intermarriage, possibly the other Isserim discussed in the beginning of Elon Aris. But so they point out that that's a difficult line in Rashi, that he quotes the Isser of Los eschatin bam. Period. What do we paskin? Which reason do we paskin? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's usur to two nafkaminas, but it's usur to sell a guy at tzitzis. What about to lend him? What about to lend a guy a beged with tzitzis? So the Shulchan Aruch says that's also usur. Ein mochrin simin chaf. Ein mochrin talis b'siyasa lo v'kachavim. Shema yislavim yisrael baderach v'yargenu. Afilo mashkin lafke talis b'siyasa lo v'kachavim usur. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the second day, the second reason, and that's why it's usher even to lend, right? If the issue is the first day of Zona, so then it's going to be, you know, maybe just to lend might not be as much of an issue because it's only on a temporary basis. It's not there permanently. For sure, according to the second day of Rashi, which I didn't quote. Second day of Rashi, Rashi says maybe Mishum Zona, that he's going to give it to a Zona as payment, right? So that's the... you know, that for sure wouldn't apply if it's just if it's going to be just a lend out, because you can't give it if it's just going to be lend out. But that's number one. Nafkamina might be, what if it's just as a mashkon or as a pikadon? The other day is, what about bismanazeh? So this the Achronim point out. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaye Adam, right? If it's an issue of shvichas damim, so they're not chashev bismanazeh, just like we had in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Right, they're not chashed to bismanazeh. So if the reason is shvichas damim, then maybe it wouldn't apply bismanazeh. If the issue is zonas, they would apply even bismanazeh. That shouldn't make a difference. What time period one lives in. So again, that's what the Vilna Gaon assumes, that she'el is usher because of only that reason, because of the second reason. Okay, weiter. Rav Yehuda Rami schilta leperzuma de inchi beise. Rav Yehuda put tzitzis on his wife's begadim. Inche Beisei. He used to put tzitzis on his wife, make sure his wife wore tzitzis. Why? As we'll see, because he holds it's not his man grama. Umevare kol tzafer l'sate batzitzis. And he made a bracha each morning l'sate batzitzis. So let's focus on each one of these. Mi derami, from the fact that he put tzitzis on his wife's begadim, meaning it wasn't even voluntary. Sounds like he made her. Kasavar mitzvah l'sate shlo as man grama hu. It must be that he holds it's not his man grama. It must be tzitzis applies at nighttime and tzitzis applies always. Right? It's not his man grama. So if that's true, then let's ask on the second practice that he had. I'm a varah called Safra v'Safra. So why do you make a bracha every morning if the tzitzis were, it's not as man grama, it applies every single day. Kir Rebbe, Detanya, still, even if it applies day and night, you must have taken him off at night. That's what it sounds like from the following Gemara. Detanya, tefillin, kozman sheminichan, mevarach alayin, devar Rebbe. Rebbe says, every time you put tefillin on, you make a bracha. So every time you put tzitzis on, you make a new bracha. So that's why he put new tzitzis on each morning. Hiyachi kol shai denami. So what do you mean? So every time he puts on new tzitzis, why dafka in the morning? Rav Yehuda inish tzniyahave. Rav Yehuda was a very tzanua man. V'lo shari le'leglim kuliyomi. He didn't take off his tzitzis all day. So he only took it off at night, and he put it on in the morning, and that's why he made a new bracha in the morning. Maishtam mitzafra, right? Why only in the morning? Amazing Rashi. Only in the morning? He must have gotten up hours before the morning to learn, right? So what do you mean just the morning he put it on? He must have put it on hours before. Who wakes up just at Ashvaras HaBoker? Who wakes up at Vasikin? Obviously he woke up hours before. Look at the Rashi. Maishta Bitzafra, Livrach Kshu Omeid, Umehis Atev Ba, Ba Ashmores, Kodemayom Lagirsa. He got up much earlier, right? So why just in the morning? So the answer is no, but that's when he changed into his day clothing. Ki Mishani Miksus Laila Luxus Yom. That's when he changed. Okay, we'll have to come back to Ezra when I'm in Beis. This Gemara sounds like he took off his tzitzis maybe at night and put them on during the day. Does this last line, does it sound like he wore tzitzis at night on his tzitzis laila? Well, he holds this, Lila Isman says it's two according to this. Okay, we'll have to keep that in mind. The Nebuka Yosef says, though, right here, that it's clear that you can wear tzitzis into the bathroom. Because it says he didn't take it off all day. Right? You can't wear tefillin in the bathroom, because that's the Devarim Shevik. You can't wear tzitzis. If you look at the Nebuka Yosef right here, the Nebuka Yosef is on the riff in the back in Hilchot Tzitzis. He writes on the Yud Beis Amon Aleph, Umotu L'Adam Likaris B'Talas HaMitzuyatzes L'Beis HaGizei. Even a talis, Me'ikir Adin. Our minhag is to take the talis off, it's a Beged Shel Tefillah, but our minhag is to take it off. But technically, what's the difference between a talis and tzitzis? We wear tzitzis into the bathroom. So technically you can. Vos Etzrachav, Shelo Asur El HaTefillin, She'esh Behem Mishim Kedusha V'Tzrichin Gufnaki, Shelo Yafiach Behem, V'Shelo Yishan Behem, V'Chein Kosav HaGon Zal, V'Nirili Raya Gemura. He quotes this Gemara about Rav Yehuda, only Batzafra, when he only took it off in the morning. So it must be, they never took it off. Then he gets into Vim Nafla, Taliso, Shalobim Miskaven. That's a big issue. If the talis falls off during davening, if it fell off totally, if I caught it, right, that's a big discussion in terms of when one would have to make a new bracha. There's a sharp comment of the Minchas Chinuch. The Ritva says in Maseches Kiddushin that there's a limitation on the definition of a zman grama. Right? The Tosfos there asks, and all the Rishonim there ask, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph quotes a pasuk to say why a mother is exempt from doing bris mila on her son. Why is a mother not obligated in the mitzvah? Why is she obligated? The Gemara has a whole list there of mitzvahs that are obligated on the father and not the mother. So one of them is bris mila. It quotes, Oso v'lo osa. A pasuk. Ask Tosfos, ask the Ritva, ask all the Mefarshim. What need a pasuk for to say a woman is from bris mila? Bris mila is a zman grama. For one of two reasons. Maybe it's a zman grama is only on day 8. Right? Maybe it's a zman grama is only by day. Maybe there was some Rishonim say it doesn't, a mila shalo bizmana doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? All different possibilities. But either way, the Ritva says, Zman Grama is only a Petur if it's a mitzvah that only involves yourself. Ika Lameimar says the Ritva there in Kedushin Chavtes, Tahasamu b'mitzvah denachsha, aval hacha b'mitzvah dibna, hava mina demachayva. If it involves someone else, maybe a machayev. Delogara mi bezdin, dubachayvi lamemele. No different than bezdin has a chiyuv, right? That's why you need a pasik. So that's the Ritva. If it's not just me, so then it might not be a Zman Grama. So, says the Menchas Chinuch, if I hold that Tzitzis is a Chovas Mana, not a Chovas Gavra, so maybe that's why it's not going to be a Zman Grama. It has to do with the item, not with the person. So that would be similar to the Ritva's Ptur, so maybe that's why here, it's not a call that, that's why here he put Tzitzis on his wife's Begadim. Not because of the other reasons of Zman Grama and there's a Chiyav at Lila. Maybe there's no Chiyav at Lila, according to him. But the reason it's not a Zman Grama is because it's a Chovas Mana. That's his Kasha. What's his answer? Again, there's a different reason why it's not Zman Grama, not because of Lila. So his answer is no. That's the next line. What's the next line? He made a bracha when he put it on. If you make a bracha when he put it on, it must be that he holds Chovas Gavra, not Chovas Mana. If it's a Chovas Mana, you'd make the bracha when you put the tzitzis on the beged. So the two lines of Rabbi Yehuda work together. The fact that he made a bracha when he put it on shows that it is a Chovas Beged. If it's a Chovas Beged, then there's no other reason why this wouldn't be a Zman Grama unless he holds that Lila is Zman Tzitzis. Right? You can't say the reason of Chovas Mana because he makes a bracha when he puts it on. That's the Menchas Chinuch at the end of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, the end of Shin Pei Vav. V'nira Pashut, l'man desfir le de Tzitzis chovas talis, v'klei kluf sachayiv, v'vada ein mitzvah b'lavisha klal, to mekayim ha-mitzvah b'shleimus imeim b'kufsa, v'yemkein ha-bracha raka la'asiyah, v'malai la'mafsim v'varim b'chol yom la'asiyah, v'chulu. So he says it must be, al-kabani berchaz l'zatev lo shayach, v'kan mevor dev yudai mevorek hot safer l'zatev, al-karchach sover chovas gavra, he must hold as a chovas gavra, and imkein avi le mitzvah shebegufo, v'nashim peturos. And that's why it says shafir, it must be that he holds, it's only a night issue. Okay, a charifus. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanon, akol chayavim b'tzitzis, kohanim levim yisraelim, everyone's chayavim tzitzis, kohanim levim yisraelim, geirim, nashim, v'avadim, everybody's chayavim tzitzis. Wow. Rabbi Shimon, poter b'nashim, Rabbi Shimon says, poter by women, v'bnei shemitzis aseh, shazman grama hu, v'chol mitzis aseh, shazman grama, nashim, peturos, nashim, peturos. And therefore, they don't have to do it. Can they do it? Can they do it? Technically, yes. Can they make a bracha? That's what Machlokas mentioned recently. No. The Rambam says, Beferish and Ilchas Tzitzis, that they cannot, it's usher for them to make a bracha. Why is it usher for them to make a bracha? So the Rambam in his Lashon in Paragimel, he just says at the end of Paragimel, why can't women say the bracha on his Ban Grama if they're allowed to do it? Says the Rambam, he just says it. Nashim avadim sharoz lasadim batzitzis besatim below bracha. That's it. Does not say a reason. What's the reason? So some Rishonim say because Vitzivanu is false. Commanded us. Vitzivanu. You're not Vitzivanu. Right, so how do you answer that? Vitzivanu means Jews in general. Doesn't mean I personally. There is a mitzvah. One problem. If you look in the Shibali Haleket, Sidki Arofi, one of the Rishonim, he says, Bal Tosif. He says, if I'm doing a mitzvah and I even make a bracha on it, maybe the reason is connected to the first reason, but he says, it's ki'ilu, I'm saying I'm obligated, and that's why the shame mitzvah, and that would be Bal Tosef. He writes this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sivn Reish Tzadi Hei. He says, Avalim birchu gilu daitam shalashem chova heinosos, v'ika tarti li isura, chada do'ofer sal Bal Tosef, v'od ika bracha levatala. And therefore, says the Shibali Aleket, that's why there is no bracha. But Bali Atosfus and Erevin and Rosh Hashanah say they can't make a bracha, and that, of course, is a Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah about a bracha. The Poskim do say, though, specifically by tzitzis, that she should not. She shouldn't wear them. She shouldn't wear tzitzis. That's what already the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simen Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch discusses who's chayv in tzitzis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ach mechzi kiyuhara. Right, Mechzi Kiyuara. The Rama already says that. So who are we to argue with the Rama? And the post can also quote the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, who says that it is now that women haven't worn tzitzis in thousands of years, it's called Beged Ish, and therefore it would be a Nisa Daraisa of Beged Ish. So for various reasons, women do not and should not wear tzitzis that say, as well as tefillin, as we have spoken about in the past. Good. Omar Mar. So what the Brisa say? I call Chayavim Mitzitzis. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Shita. So the first three. So what's the Chiddush? Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Obviously they're Chayavim Mitzitzis. Di Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Patri Man Lachayif. What's the Chiddush? Of course, those are the Jews. Kohanim Itzri Chalei. Kohanim are needed. Salkadai Dachamina. Hoav Iksiv Lo Silva Shatnes. Samu Fishdim Yachtav. Since you have the Isser of Shatnes right next to Gedilim Tasalach. Gedilim, Tzitzis and Shatnes are next to each other. So Man Delo Ishtari Kilayim Lagabe. Bilavisha. Hudim Achai B'Tzitzis. Maybe only those who are not allowed to wear Shatnes have to wear Tzitzis. But Hani Kohanim. Hoav Ishtari Kilayim Lagabe. Because the Kohanim have, at least in certain contexts, shatnez matired, because they wear, right, Rashi quotes the avnate. The avnate has shatnez in it. So lo l'chaivu. So there's a connection between the isser of shatnez and the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kohanim are not included in the isser of shatnez, so maybe they don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kamash malan. Kamash, what's the kamash malan? Of course they're obligated in shatnez. It's very limited. Nehi de ishtri b'idan avoda. Below idan avoda lo ishtri. Right, when is they mutter? Only b'shas avoda. Shlo b'shas avoda. Right, it's not mutter. And therefore, they are included in the Shanis, and that's the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan is that they're, even Kohanim are obligated. This line was the basis for the Rambam and the Raiva we read 2 days ago. The last Rambam and Raiva in Hilchas Kelayim. That when are Kohanim allowed to wear Kelayim? So the Rambam says, only b'shas avoda. The Raiva said, even shlo b'shas avoda. That's the Raiva to read this line of the Gemara. Seems to be befeirish against him. The Raiva says they could wear it even shlo b'shas avoda. Right, Kohanim, learning the Torah l'malachei Asharis. So, the Balei Tosfos, looking at Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, a couple of days ago, Tosfos on Mem Amud Beis, Tosfos already quoted there that maybe it doesn't mean B'Shas Avoda literally. Right? It means B'Beis HaMikdash. Right? A little more. At a time when they could be doing Avoda. Not Dafka at the time that they are actually doing the Avoda. So, again, there are ways to understand that. Right? And that's what Tosfos says. He quotes this from the Rabbeinu Tam as well. He tells us back on Daf Mem. Okay, again, it gets into the Hutra Tehuya issue of Kelayim B'Tzitzis, as we discussed. Good, says the Gemara. Reb Shimon Poter Benashim. The rest of the Brisa, Reb Shimon says, Nashim Arpturas, my Taima, the Reb Shimon, the Tanya. Why? Reb Shimon says, "Detanya Ureisa Moso, Prat Luxus Laila. Ureisa Moso, meaning see it, excluding Ksus Laila. We've had a machlokas in the past, machlokas we've shown him. Does that mean not what you wear at night, meaning anything you wear at night is going to be pater, or only nighttime clothing? Machlokas we've shown him, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. We only make a bracha, both, by day clothing during the day. La chumra, just only make a bracha if it's vaday. But either way, nighttime is not the time, and therefore it is a zman grama. Ata omer praluxus laila, o enu ela praluxus suma. Maybe we should exclude a blind person's clothing, because he doesn't see. Kshu omer asher techaseba harixus suma amur. No, asher techaseba includes klusuma. Hamani mekayim reisim also praluxus laila. So we include one, and we exclude one. Says the Gemara, why'd we do it in that direction? Ksusuma, other people could see there is ri'iya, and therefore I include it. But ksus laila can't, right? Where there's no artificial light, it's pitch black. I can't see the tzitzis. So therefore, that's why it is excluded. Ksus laila. So that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, uses these drushes to say, and that's why it says Van Grama. Virabanan, and we pass it like Rabbi Shimon. Virabanan, Asher Techaseba Mayavdile, Virabanan, who don't make these drushes, what do they use Asher Techaseba for? Right, Rashi says on top, they don't need it to include Ksus Suma, because Ksus Laila is Chayef. Surely Ksus Suma is Chayef. Right, so what do they use this for? So mi boy lilikidetanya, they use it for the following. Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha. Arba velo shalosh. Four-cornered garment, but a three-cornered garment is not obligated. Ata omer arba velo shalosh. O enu ela arba velo chamesh. What's excluded? Three or five? It says four. So what do we exclude? So kshu omer asher techaseba haribalas chamesh amur. Right? So it says asher techaseba. So again, we have an inclusion and an exclusion. So we know asher techaseba includes five. Hamani mekayim al arba, arba velo shalosh. So we must exclude the three. Why do I have to include and exclude again? So why do I include five and exclude three? Marba ani balas chamesh, sheish bechlal chamesh arba. I include five because that had a four. And now what pottered it? Nothing. Umotze ani balas shalosh, sheish bechlal shalosh arba. It never got to the level of chiyuv. V'Reb Shimon. May Asher Nafka, Rabbi Shimon learns that Chiyav of five from Asher, Verabanan Asher, Lo, Mash Belahu. Interesting line, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of putting tzitzis on a five-cornered garment, the Rambam says, Al Arba, Gimel Gimel, Al Arba Kanfos Kususcha, Arba Velo Ba'alas Shalosh. Im Kain, Arba Velo Ba'alas Chamesh, Tamad Lomar, Asher Techaseba. Interesting, he quotes the whole Drasha. Afilu Ba'alas Chamesh, O Yeser Al Zeh. They're both not four, and the Torah just says four. So why is include five and exclude three? The Rambam says it does say four. So what's five? The Rambam says you only have to put tzitzis on four of the corners. If it's a five-cornered garment, the Rambam says eino osa ela la arba knafayim. Hameruchakos zumi zume osanachamish. O ashesh bilvach. And emar al arba kanfas kususcha. It says four. The Rambam says you only put on four. You only put on four. And more than that might be Baltosif. And you put on the four farthest from each other. Says the Kesem Mishnah, Nira de Misvara Omar Kain. Misvara. Right, where does he get this from? Doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. But he only put it on four of those. And this is Misvara according to the Rambam. Good. Next, Virabanan, we are up to. Hi, Uriisimoso Mayavdile. So what do they use Uriisimoso for? Right, we mentioned Uri, there's a lot of Ri'iya by Tzitzis. It's a lot of different Torah also in Parsha Shlach. Tzitzis at the end of Shlach, and that's related to the Ri'iya that the Meraglim was supposed to see at the beginning, and they didn't. Right, my Ri'iya, but it didn't. But again, that's the related. So what do they use it for? So Mibarla, look at the Tanya, they use it for the following. A couple of agaritas. Uri isimoso, my adulim, look at Tanya, was a chartem. Re'e mitzvah zu, was char mitzvah cheres atluyabo. See this mitzvah, and you remember another mitzvah. Ve'ezu, zu kriyashma. Kriyashma. Right, do this mitzvah, ureisamoso uzachartem. And think about kriyashma, ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Brachas. Meimas akar neshma b'shachris, mishay yakir ben tchelet olavon. Right, as we mentioned also, right, that's the shear for kriyashma is Mishayakir. We paskin, Mishayakir could technically be said even earlier. We mentioned from Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishayakir is dafka, tzitzis, and tefillin, because tzitzis has a isamoso, and tefillin has v'ro kalami aris kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro mimecha. But that is the first ri'ya. V'tanya idach, u'ri'isamoso, u'zachartem, what else? Re'ei mitzvah zu, u'zachar mitzvah acheret asmuchala. Do this mitzvah and remember another one next to it, ve'ezuzu, mitzvah kelayim. Right, remember Kilayim Dichsiv, Lo Silva Shah Nisemru Fishtim Yachtav, Gedilim Tahasalacha. So do tzitzis and you'll remember Kilayim. That's number two. How do I remember Kilayim by tzitzis? So Svasemes says 2 days here. How does that help? Number one, I have to check to make sure there's no Kala to Elon. So I'm like, why can't there be Kala to Elon? Because there's not going to be Anase Dochalos, I'll say, and I'm going to violate Shatnes. So that's number one, how tzitzis helps you remember Shatnes, because you have to make sure what you have. Or number two, he says, Kid the Messiah, as we're going to see, that the Chazal that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where tzitzis? I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim, and that was machalik between the firstborns of the Egyptians and the firstborns of the Jews. So you be mavchin between tzitzis and Kala de Ilan, and you see, hafrada. You see that separation. That's also how maybe we will remember, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia on Daf Samach Aleph. That's where that Chazal is. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Maybe I'll read it just to because the Svasemis doesn't quote it. Let me just find it. The Svasemis doesn't quote it beferish. Right. The Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Aniu Shevchati beMitzrayim Bein Tipa Shal Bachar LeTipa Sheino Shal Bachar Aniu Shasid Li Par Mimisha Tolem Ma'osa Benachri Umalva Osan Liisrael Beribis Umimisha Tomi Mishkalosa Umimisha Tola Kala Ilan BeBigdo VaOmer Tchelasu. Right, so you have to be mavchin properly. You have to make sure that you're not having kelayim, right? That you can't mix and match. Those are the two svasemeses. There's a meshachachma here, not for now. Also, if you look in Bamidbar, Tesvav Lamites gives another upshot of this line. Okay, we continue. Tanya Idach. Uri Isamoso. A third. We had Kriyashma, we had Kilayim. Uri Isamoso is a chayav in the Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Kivish is chayav ad mitzvah zu. Nischayav b'chol mitzvahs kulan. Once you're chayav in this mitzvah, then you're chayav in all the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Once you're chayav, Rashi has 2 days. Top of the skinny lines. Meaning in the morning. Once you're chayav in this mitzvah, meaning in the morning, now you're chayav in all the mitzvahs that are noig by yom. Or number two, once you're chayav in this mitzvah, you reach 13 years old. What's your chayiv? This is a test. Kivish is chayiv adam shigil al mitzvah. Yud gibel shana. Then your chayiv in all the mitzvahs. The two pshatim. For Rabbi Shimon he da amar mitzvah seish is van gramahu. And it must be then Rabbi Shimon. Because if it's not as van grama, so then women are going to be obligated, but they're not chayiv in kol mitzvahs kulan. Right? It must be talking about men, so it must be according to Rabbi Shimon that it is a van grama. Fascinating line. We're talking all about all these re'iyas. Kriyashma reminds you of everything. The smock. I don't think I ever saw this smock before. The smock says there's a separate mitzvah of seeing tzitzis. Separate mitzvah of seeing u'ri'isem oso. He counts that as a separate mitzvah zaseh daraisa, mitzvah chavches in the smock, in his category of mitzvos hatluyun ba'ayin, mitzvos that have to do with seeing. So he says, lehistakel b'tzitzis, dechsiv u'ri'isem oso. Wow. Separate mitzvah of ri'iyah. Then what else is in this category? Shelo lehistakel b'tzlamim, al tifnu el ha'alilim, not looking at a barazara, shelo lasur achara ayin, v'losasur achar elvavchem achre enechem. Right, those are the three mitzvahs that he says has to do with the eyes. Fascinating. Smak, one of the Bali Atosas. Okay, we continue now with some famous chazals. Tanya idach, harizimoso zachartim is called mitzvah zashem, shkula mitzvah zu, keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulon, tzitzis is keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulon. Right, how, as we've said, it reminds us, we've said the gematria, tzitzis is gematria 600, 8 knots, 5 knots, 8 threads, and also, generally, tzitzis is one of those mitzvahs, right? They're out of all the mitzvahs, Reval Bi Sefer, the mitzvah shkulos, where he talks about the seven mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Tzedakah, Tzitzis, Tshuva, Bris Milah, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael. Right, those are the seven that he has, and he talks about the connection between all of them. So in Perek Dalet there, he talks about how Tzitzis, because Tzitzis are strings. Tzitzis are like a life preserver that is thrown off a boat for us to grab onto, to be pulled onto the boat. That's how strings remind us. Borei Kamanifla, Mashal Kabanit. Hamoshet chevel lumushlach layam. Ha'adam b'li mitzvahs toveya b'yam ha'tayvahs shel guf v'olam v'ein lo chayim. Adam ochez b'chevel shel tarye mitzvahs. Karbanita aniya, Hashem is throwing us these mitzvahs to not drown in the world. And that's what tzitzis remind us of. String symbolizes those mitzvahs that are meant to pull us back onto the boat. Pull us back onto the boat. As a shkakel connected column mitzvahs kulan. V'tanya idach, re'isim oso zachartem, v'asisem, re'iyah mevi'a l'day zechira, zechira mevi'a l'day asiyah. Right, it leads to everything. And of course, it's connected to Velos Asura, which is one of the six mitzvahs tmidios that the Sefer HaChinuch counts. Reb Shimon by Yochai Omer, kol azaris b'mitzvah zu, zochil makal panei shechina. If somebody is zaris in the mitzvah of tzitzis, they will be zochet to be makabel panei hashechina. K'siv hacho re'isim oso, v'k'siv hasam, et Hashem alakecha tihira, v'oso ta'avod. So the same word oso by et Hashem alakecha. Tan Rabbanon, Chavivin Yisrael, she Sivan Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs tefillin, Sivan b'mitzvahs. Right, we're surrounded by mitzvahs. Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs to be surrounded by tefillin b'roshayin, tefillin b'zroosayin, tzitzis b'bigdayim, mizuzah l'fischayin. Right, tefillin, tzitzis, and mizuzah. That's a team. V'alein Amar David, sheva bayom hilal ticha mishpatei tzedkecha. 7 times I will praise you. So we're talking about 7 mitzvahs. So what are the 7 mitzvahs that we're talking about here? Rashi says, tefillin are 2, tzitzis are 4, that's 6, mezuzah 1, it's 7. That's one calculation. Esther Marsha, tzitzis are 4? Right, we don't pass it like the Rabbi Yishmael we had earlier. They're 4, they're not 4. Right, so what is that? What does Rashi mean? So says the Ben Yehoyada, unbelievable. We had this already in the Ben Ishchai, same person. Right? Says the Ben Yehoyada, I'll tell you what it means. V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says, as we know, there's place to put on 2 tefillins on the head. Malkam yesh b'rosh laniach beis tefillin. U'mefurash b'zohar chadash. Tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not just a suffix. Says the Ben Yoyada, v'tshravayo tzrichi, v'lamishem sveika manchilahu, v'chein mefurish b'divir Rabbeinu Arizal, nimsa miyemos Moshe Rabbeinu, olav ha-shalom, hayimanichin be'zugos, v'hein be'z mitzvahs, shein ma'achvin ze'adzeh. So tefillin are 2, and each tefillin is 2. That's 4. Right? Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Yad and Rosh is 4. And then tzitzis is 2, tcheles and lavan. That's 6, and then mezuzah is 1. That's how he gets the 7 in his one. Good. We'll get back to more Ben Yoyada soon. Says the Gemara. Bisha, again famous. So much to say about this story. Ubisha shenechlas David beis Amerechas when David Melech went into the shower. V'ra atzma omed arum. He saw he was naked. Amar oili shemod arum below mitzvah. I don't have any mitzvah. Oi kivan shenizkar b'mila. He remembered Bismillah, and he had a Menuchas HaNefesh. Lachar sheyatza, Amar la Shira, and then when he went out, he sung Shira, Shneamar la Natecha la Shminis, Mizra la David. That's the 8th, that's the Mila, Al Mila Shenitna Bishmini. Good, so much. Let's talk about 3 quick things on this story. 3 quick things. Number one, the Machlokes, the base of the discussion, the base Halevi and the Pri Yitzchak. 1 second. He remembered Bris Mila, and that's why Nisyashva Daito. When did he do the Mitzvah Bris Mila? 50 years ago. Right, 60 years ago. When did this story happen? He put on Tefillin this morning also. So what does that mean? He remembered Mila. Says the Beis Halevi, you know what you see from here? There are 2 parts of Bris Mila. There's the Maisa HaMila, and there's Sheyehe Mahul. And Sheyehe Mahul lasts for the rest of a person's life. Every second of a person's life, the Beis Halevi writes in Chelek Beis Simen Mem Zayin, he's a mahul, and therefore he's not actively doing the mitzvah, but he is a mahul. That's the suggestion, and he says, without getting into the details, he says maybe that's even a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam about the sugya batzitzin and ma'akvin, tzitzin shein and ma'akvin. That's the Beis Halevi. The Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Pataburger, in Beis Lamed, quotes this Beis Halevi. He quotes the letter to Lechvod Arava Gon Mora Gola Rav Yosef Duber Gon Abez in Slutsk. Right, he was in Slutsk before his son became the Reb Chaim. So there he quotes this chiddush, and then he says, "Lechora Nir Lanesati Lavi Raya Brura I'll bring you a raya brura. The mitzvah smila nimsheches la'olam. The tamidu makayim mitzvah b'mashu nimo. Tehine, he quotes this gemara in Menachos. He says, "B'menis yesh sheves daito ha'mitzvah say shomir l'karm iskayim b'zmana k'shar mitzvah shekiyim b'zmana avar." But he's still naked. Ah, it must be it's nimsheches la'olam. She nimo l'mitzvah zua makayim tamid k'mo titzis shebebigdo. And that's why he was happy about it. Good. So, but then he says, but why didn't the previous line say, you're always surrounded by mitzvahs? Right? Mezuzah, tefillin, tzitzis, what about milah? It's such a great answer, so why didn't he's always surrounded by mitzvahs. Why didn't the Gemara say that earlier? That's not kumva aseh. It's still different. Lo chashev ala mitzvahs shu no say alav, not mitzvahs that are alav. So you could get out of why the Gemara didn't mention that earlier. So number one is the chiddush about the mitzvah of milah. Right, we quoted the humorous story in the past about somebody came to Reb Chaya, that maybe that's also marriage. The mitzvah of marriage. Every second, eish azish. Every second is you're getting remarried again. Reb Chaim listens to somebody who says that and says, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right, you're getting married every second, wishing him a mazel tov. So I don't think you have to say it by every mitzvah, and milah might be different than kiddushin. You don't have to say it there. That's discussion number one. Discussion number two. The Shulchan Aruch says that one, Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chaf Aleph. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Muki Yosef that we had earlier. Mutu likanis lebetitz lebeis akisei. You can go to the bathroom with tzitzis. Vikol shekein l'shachev bohen d'shari. You can lie down with tzitzis, says the Ramah. V'yesha kasvu shenagul shelo l'sho betal l'shish bo tzitzis gam shlo lino l'kovis akum l'kavis. Okay, achnogin lahakel shachivim. You can lie down in them. Fine. Said, but the minog of Klal Yisrael is not to wear tzitzis when we go to sleep at night. That's the minog. The Magen Avram comes to the Magen Avram, but the Arizal says otherwise. The Magen Avram quotes the Arizal. Usually, the Arizal just we have ksavim. We don't know where he gets it from, but here he says it. The Magen Avram chaf aleph be chaf simcha aleph ubekisvi Arizal kasev al piasod sheyish l'shachiv balayla betalas katan. You should go to sleep with your tzitzis on, says the Arizal. Umevi raya from Maseches Menachos. David was naked in the shower. Oh, yeah, I'm naked from mitzvos. Why did he say at night I'm naked from mitzvos? Why did he just say dafka the shower? If he takes off his tzitzis at night, he's naked from mitzvos at night. It must be that he wears tzitzis at night. That's the Arizal's raya. Says the Magen Avram. Okay, im. Divrei Kabbalah Nekabel, Vim Dinle Shuva, meaning, I don't think that's such a raya. Why? Why at night is there no raya? He had mezuzah. He still had mezuzah. So mezuzah is why he was still not naked. The bathhouse doesn't have a mezuzah. That's why he was naked. That's why Yishlam de Belaila, Kabbalah Mahila Mezuzah Bepischo, Mashaykhin Bemerchat, and that's Hakdama to this whole sugya. Chaviv in Yisrael, he surrounds them, Tfilin, Mezuzah Bechulu. So therefore, there's no raya that he wore tzitzis at night. The Shari Tshuva also says, and also at night, he probably still had the Sefer Torah right next to him at night, even when he slept, right? Like he was a king, right? David HaMelech. So the Shari Tshuva says, Shemelech HaYavei Kashul Sefer Torah Bizroo, right? Shemelech HaNesis Imol Beis HaMerechatz. So the different ways out of that raya. Rav Asher Weiss also discusses that this Gemara is one of the rayas that David was not worried when he was sleeping, only when he went into the bathhouse. Mashba, could a sleeping person be mekayim a mitzvah? Right? It's mashba, the whole discussion of the Magen Avram and the Arizal. The Arizal says you should go to sleep in your tzitzis. The Magen Avram argues and says no, because the mitzvah is oraya. But the assumption is that if you're wearing tzitzis when you're sleeping, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah. Magen Avram doesn't argue fundamentally on that principle. So interesting that also a big topic related. The Ben Yoyada also says, what about payas? He has payas on. So he says, maybe that's only a lo saseh. He wants a mitzvah saseh, right? Even though he has the payas. That's why he got bris milah, which is a mitzvah saseh. So we have bris milah, mitzvah tmidis. We have the discussion of tzitzis and tefillin and tzitzis at night. Okay. Weiter. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, kol sheyesh lo tefillin berosho, v'tefillin bizroo, v'tzitzis bebigdo, u'mezuzah bepischo, hakol bechizuk shelo yachta. He's never going to sin. If he has this, if he lives like a life like that, shenamar v'chutam shulash lo behemira yinasek, the triple thread will never get undone. V'yomer chon emalach Hashem sovel li'reyav ayachal tzeim. Hashem is surrounding you, where the Rambam says, hein hein amalachim. Tanya, hayer Rabbi Meir Omer, manish tana tchelas v'kol minei tzivonin. Why is the color of Tcheles used famous? Mibnei, Shatcheles Doma L'Yam, V'Yam Doma L'Rakia, V'Rakia Doma L'Kisei HaKavod. Right, Rakia L'Kisei HaKavod, right? Tcheles Doma L'Yam, Rashi says, Nisim were done in the Yam, Yam to the Rakia, Rakia to the Kisei HaKavod. Shneamar, V'Tachas Raglav, K'mai Selebnas HaSapir, U'Kath HaShemayim LaTohar. Right, Sapir, that's the jewel. V'Ksiv, K'mar Even Sapir, Demus Kisei. That was how it's connected, right? We mentioned a couple of days ago the message of the Tcheles and the Yam from Rav Soloveitchik, wide as what you can understand, and the Tcheles is beyond. There's one other Ha'ara, I think I mentioned a number of years ago, a thought from Avram Shor. Avram Shor writes, we say, at the end of the Seder, Echan Miodeya. Echan Miodeya. What's the message of Echan Miodeya, that whole song, right? All the numbers. So he quotes, the Gemara here says that if you see the color of Tcheles, so then it's going to lead to the Yam and the Rakia and the Kisei HaKavod. While there's another Gemara that says that a man should not look at the colored begadim of a woman. It can lead to improper thoughts. So when you look at colors, is it going to lead to improper thoughts, or is it going to lead to the yam, the rakia, the everything? So he explains, it depends what you're doing the rest of the day. If the whole day I'm not involved in good things, so then when I see begadim savonim, I'm going to think about bad stuff. But if I'm involved in Torah, I'm involved in Avodas Hashem the whole day, then when I see the Tcheles, I'm going to think of the Yam, I'm going to think of the Rakia, I'm going to think of the Kisei HaKavod. So by the end of the Seder, we're supposed to be so, what we would say nowadays, in the zone of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spending so many hours, so whatever number we hear, we think Torah. We hear 8, oh, Bris Milah. We think 10, or Aseres HaDibros. The symbol of whatever I hear, I'm going to connect to Avodas Hashem. That's the message of this Gemara as well. And also, by the way, it doesn't just say Tcheles leads me to the Kisei HaKavod. It's a step-by-step process. It's the Yam, it's the Rakia, it's the Kisei HaKavod, right? We can't jump up and try to do things too extreme, right? Maybe that was part of the problem of Acher in the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. But again, we have to make sure that it's a step-by-step process. Okay, there's a lot more here, but again, this starts the next piece. So maybe we'll start with the Tanya, Be'ez Hashem, next time, as we get into once every 70 years, the Tcheles and the Chilazon. Be'ez Hashem, that'll be the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.